Mary O'Neill and Jonathan Stevenson are old hands at lobbying legislators. Last week at the General Assembly, they were ruffling through a directory of legislators' offices, figuring out where to go next.
I'm going to go see Senator Atwater, drop in, say hello.
Mine was to stop and see Representative Dollar and Senator Stevens.
O'Neill and Stevenson have taken the day off from their state jobs to tell legislators they support Senate Bill 265. Besides moving oversight of the health plan to the treasurer's office, the bill would also create a panel of experts to help guide the plan. O'Neill thinks that's a good idea.
Rather than having one or two people or simply the state treasurer having complete control over the plan, it removes the political influence that insurance companies might have on a politician, on a legislator, or even the treasurer.
Blue Cross Blue Shield administers the current state health plan. Its contract has been controversial because much of it is confidential. The company can charge many costs to the plan without explanation. The bill would make future contracts open to public review. A spokesman for Blue Cross says much of the information about the contract is already public. Republican Senator Tom Apodaca of Hendersonville is the bill's sponsor. He says legislators shouldn't be the ones who set the terms of the health plan.
An argument can be made that we really do not need to be the ones dictating benefits and so on. That should not be our role. We should fund and then let other people with expertise handle the actual plan benefits.
Many other groups agree, including the state's main lobbying group for teachers, the North Carolina Association of Educators. But the group doesn't like the bill's provision that would create premiums for the first time for healthy workers and raise them for others.
Our primary concern when we look at Senate Bill 265 is that we're seeing a huge cost shift to our educators and our retired teachers.
Brian Lewis is the government relations manager for the North Carolina Association of Educators.
And they are asking nothing of the special interest groups down here that profit from the state health plan. They're asking nothing of the vendors that have their hand out on the state health plan. They're asking them to give up nothing. They're asking the employee to front the entire bill.
Lewis argues the bill should include more provisions that require more competition among vendors to provide services at the lowest cost. He says the plan's current pharmaceutical vendor, Medco, provides drugs at a higher cost than is necessary. The bill would also raise copays for medical and pharmacy benefits. Democrats, including Senator Doug Berger of Franklinton, weren't happy about that when the bill came up on the Senate floor last week.
We are now going on year three. And perhaps even into next year, four years, without our teachers or our state workers receiving any cost of living increases. So the effect of this premium is essentially to force a pay cut on teachers and state employees. And for those reasons, I cannot support this bill.
The bill would also eliminate the current plan's wellness provision that imposed financial penalties on smokers and overweight workers and retirees. Democrats say removing the wellness portion will cost the state more money because enrollees who are more expensive to care for will pay less for their health costs. But the bill's Republican sponsor, Tom Apodaca, says removing the wellness portion makes the bill more palatable to state employees. And he says the economy requires most people to pay bigger premiums and copays these days.
The arguments made that our state employees have not received a raise in over 3 years. Well, you know, this sounds kind of crass, but a lot of people don't have jobs. 10% of our population do not even have jobs. So not receiving a raise, I think we're all blessed to still have employment.
Apodaca disputes the notion that employees will shoulder most of the cost of the plan. He says the state will continue to pay about $1.6 billion every year to keep it running. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.